Welcome to the Bible Truth Podcast with Ron and Tim Reynolds, pastors and Bible teachers. Pastor Ron and Pastor Tim combine for more than 70 years of teaching and preaching God's Word. Listen now as they share the eternal truths of the Bible.
Well, in this session, we're in chapter 1 of the book of Proverbs, and we're going to look at verses 20 through 33. Verse 20 begins with the word wisdom. It says, "Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets." I think this would be a good place for me to give you my definition of what wisdom is. Here's what I think wisdom is. You might jot this down in your Bible or in your mind or however you can do it. Wisdom is the skillful application or the skillful use of knowledge. In other words, you have the knowledge. A lot of people have knowledge, whether they've got it from a book or someone else or whatever. They have knowledge, but they don't always know what to do with the knowledge they have. Sometimes we call them educated fools. But a person that has wisdom, they've asked God for his wisdom, they will be able to know what to do with the knowledge that they have acquired. And especially when they use that knowledge to the glory of God. So wisdom is the skillful application or use of knowledge. All right? And that's what God wants us to know here. Now, we have an example of this in verses 20 through the rest of the chapter. He says here, Solomon does, through the Holy Spirit, "Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city she uttereth her word, saying, How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." And let me stop right there and talk about those verses I've just read to you. First of all, we notice that wisdom is personified here in the female gender. Is there a reason for that? Well, I think there's a reason for everything in the Word of God, and I think we ought to be sensitive to it when we see a situation like this. It equates wisdom with a woman. All right. For instance, it says, "Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets." Just like a woman would scream or cry out in the streets, that's what wisdom does to every person. If wisdom wants you to hear it, it wants you to not only hear it crying out to you, but wisdom, godly wisdom, wants you to take that wisdom that you should want to attain and then use it in your everyday life. Now, the question to me is, why does the Holy Spirit use the pronouns she and her to equate with wisdom? Well, I'm going to tell you why I think so, and you can make up your own mind. And this may sound a little bit far out to you. For instance, we know that the Bible teaches, though it doesn't give us, you know, specific definitions, we know it teaches the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one God that is manifest in three persons. And my personal opinion is that if there was a female component to the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, it would be the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit seems to me to have a lot of qualities that a godly woman has. For instance, if we go over to the book of John, Jesus is telling his disciples that he's going to go away, and he promises them that the Holy Spirit will come and replace him when he leaves to go back to the Heavenly Father to be an intercessor for us. And he says, Jesus does in John chapter 14, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter." Notice the word comforter. "That he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now, I understand that here he is personified in the male gender, but there are many attributes here in regards to what the Holy Spirit does. For instance, there's no comforter like a mother, all right? Are like a wife. I think that's why God made Eve for Adam, because God had said it's not good that he should be alone. I will get him a helpmate. And he could have made another man for Adam, but he didn't. He made a woman because women have certain characteristics, and being a comforter is one of them. So I think the Holy Spirit can be depicted, and evidently he is here, the pronoun he in the male gender. But when it comes to wisdom, I believe that wisdom is a characteristic of the Holy Spirit, and this woman represented here in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 20, are not a woman, but it's in the female gender. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse. So we see it's here, it's saying that wisdom wants your attention like a woman that is crying out for attention. Now, some Bible translations depict this woman as a wicked woman, like a streetwalker or a prostitute that is, you know, wanting the attention of men. I find that hard to believe because of the context. We're talking about wisdom here, something good. And I'm simply saying that I liken it to the work of the Holy Spirit, because it seems to me that wisdom is something we need to please God in our daily walk through this life. And notice it says here, wisdom crieth without, she's outside, uttereth her voice in the streets. Wisdom wants your attention. And so does the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants our attention. He's the one, the Bible says in John 16, Jesus said in John 16, 8, and when he is come, he will reprove, here he's in the male gender, the world of sin and of righteousness, of judgment and judgment. It's the Holy Spirit that deals with us before we're saved that we need to be saved. He's the one. The Holy Spirit is, are depicted as a she here in the book of Proverbs, that wants our attention, wants us to come to Christ. The Spirit of God is the one that draws us to Christ, and it's the Holy Spirit that uses the preaching of the Word, the teaching of the Word that is used to lead somebody to Christ. It's the Holy Spirit that will take that Word and try to get you and get your attention to trust Christ. And that's basically what you have going on in Proverbs chapter 1. Wisdom is like a woman that wants the attention. Verse 21, she crieth in the chief place of the concourse of the openings of the gates. In the city as she uttereth her words, saying, in other words, wisdom is after each one of us to get our attention. All right? Just like this woman depicted here is crying in the streets, outside the streets, in the city, out of the city, at the gates. Verse 22, Proverbs 1. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. In other words, how long are you going to reject my plea to you, my cry to you? It's just like an unsaved person. The Holy Spirit will deal with them, and they will deal with them again. Well, that's the way it was with me. Even as a young person, the Holy Spirit was dealing with me at 11 years old to be saved. And finally, I gave in. I repented of my sin and received Christ as my Savior at 11 years old. Sometimes it's people here in their 50s, 60s, 70s. The Holy Spirit stays after them, just like the woman that is seeking the attention here. The Holy Spirit seeks our attention in order to come to Christ. And verse 22 is simply saying, how long are you going to put it off? How long are you going to reject wisdom? just like a lost person, how long are you going to reject the wooing of the Holy Spirit? Then verse 23, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you and will make known my words unto you. It's simply saying here, if you will turn, that word means if you'll repent. The Holy Spirit, just like the woman here, the Holy Spirit wants our attention, and then the Holy Spirit wants us to cooperate with the Holy Spirit that we might come to Christ. So repentance is in view here. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit. I'll give you my spirit. And that's where wisdom is. If you get the wisdom of God, it'll come because the Holy Spirit, who is the giver, will give you godly wisdom. I will pour out my spirit. Notice it's pour, not just a little bit of it, but you, just like you pour something out of a container. I'll pour out my spirit into you. I will make known my words into you. In other words, wisdom is crying out here like a woman, wanting the attention, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. And if we will cooperate with the Holy Spirit and then repent and receive what the Holy Spirit has been telling us through a preacher or through another person or through the Word of God or whatever, then we can have God's wisdom. And it all begins with salvation. You know, the person that's unsaved, it doesn't do any good for them to ask God for wisdom. James was speaking to believers when he said, let him ask in faith. You must first believe that he is. Why would an atheist seek God's wisdom? They don't even believe in God. So it's speaking here of it's speaking that once we repent and we receive the Lord, then we will be capable of receiving the wisdom of God. Verse 24, because I have called, who is called? Wisdom is called. Go back up to verse 20, wisdom crieth, just like the woman that cries in the streets. And so we could say it this way, wisdom is crying out, wisdom is calling us. Wisdom says, because I have called, and you refused. Now then, the Word of God is referring to the unsaved, whom the Holy Spirit has tried to get their attention through various ways, but they just keep rejecting the Holy Spirit. Because I called out and you refused. Have you refused the wooing of the Holy Spirit? Have you felt God's Spirit dealing with you about salvation, but you've put it off and you rejected it? Well, did you know there is a deadline that you can cross where the Holy Spirit will not deal with you anymore? You know, the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. You better not grieve the Holy Spirit. He'll leave you alone if you want to be left alone. But wisdom says here, because I have called, the wisdom of God through the Holy Spirit has called, and you refused, I stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. In other words, you just ignored the Word of God, ignored the Holy Spirit, ignored the preaching by preachers of God's Word or teachers or soul winners. You've just ignored it. You don't want to hear about it. All right? Well, let's find out what will happen to you. Here's what God says. Verse 25, but you have set at naught all my counsel. You wouldn't hear me. You've ignored me. And would none of my reproof. You scoffed at the Word of God. You scoffed at the Holy Spirit. There's no Holy Spirit. You know, this is an unbeliever that has just completely rejected God and God the Holy Spirit. And God says, here's what I'm going to do. Since wisdom's, and wisdom all comes from God, so wisdom and God are the same thing. God says, or wisdom says, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. And your fear is going to come when you stand before Almighty God, because the Bible says we must all stand before God. It's appointed to men once to die. but after that, the judgment. So God says, God likening himself here to wisdom is saying, you wouldn't receive me. Wisdom says you wouldn't receive me, so I'm going to laugh at you. When your fear cometh as desolation, in other words, when you are miserable, and your destruction, that's talking about when you that's talking about while you're in hell, all right? When your fear cometh as desolation or as misery, you know, the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell saying, I am tormented in this flame. So there is torment, according to Luke chapter 16, in hell. But God says, when your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when it just comes on you all of a sudden, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me. Then they'll want God. Then they'll want godly wisdom. But God says, I will not answer. Too late. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Why? For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, which is the foundation of all wisdom and the foundation of all knowledge, is a fear of the authority of God. But they didn't fear God. There's no fear before their eyes, fear of God before their eyes. You know, one thing about hell is that hell is going to be a lonely place, and then it's going to be a place of horrors. Have you ever had a nightmare that just scared you? When you woke up, you were scared. Maybe you even thought, well, I'm going to go check and see if the doors are locked. Especially if you're by yourself and you have a real scary, nightmarish dream, it'll make you fear. I don't care who you are. But then kind of when you get woke up, you know, that's just a dream. But think about this. What if you're in hell and that goes over and over and over and over again throughout eternity? Because the Bible says, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. I'm just telling you what Jesus said. He said, well, I don't believe in hell. Well, Jesus did. So it's up to you whether you want to believe in it or not. So you're saying Jesus, if you don't believe in hell, you're saying Jesus, he didn't know what he was talking about. And when you do that, you are really dishonoring God, because Jesus is God. So you're on dangerous ground if you're doing that. Verse 30, they would none of my counsel. Again, this is speaking of wisdom. This is all about godly wisdom. You wouldn't listen to godly wisdom. You wouldn't respond to the Holy Spirit trying to draw you to God, to Christ. They would none of my counsel. They despised my reproof. In other words, you were not teachable. And about spiritual things, you were not teachable. You didn't want to hear it. You wanted to do your own thing. Well, you'll be left to your own thing. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death, both physical and eternal spiritual death. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. So you'll either go your way or Christ's way, and I advise you go Christ's way. But wisdom is like the Holy Spirit trying to get your attention to cooperate. Because, see, the Holy Spirit wants you to come to Christ. The Holy Spirit is again, very much like John the Baptist that said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. The Holy Spirit's ministry is several things, to guide and to teach, but also the major ministry is to get us to Christ, to accept Him. But wisdom says, you despised my reproof. You wouldn't take the correction from God, from God's wisdom. So what's the result of people like this? Therefore, they shall eat of the fruit of their own way. Remember that scripture I gave? There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends are the ways of death. They'll eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own device. In other words, they will reap what they have sown. That's right. They went their own way. They had their own devices. They weren't interested in responding to the woo of the Holy Spirit or the wisdom of God. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. A simple person is a person that's not teachable. They will not respond to God or to the wooing of the Holy Spirit. For the turning away of the simple, turning away from what? Well, turn away from wisdom, from the Holy Spirit dealing with you. But it's also turning away from the truth that is only found in God's Word. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Prosperity of fools? Yeah, a fool that will not listen to God's word or that has no time for someone telling them about Christ or the Bible or whatever, well, they're going to prosper all right. They'll prosper in hell. They'll have all the fire that they will want. They'll have all the misery that they want. Prosperity. But it's not good prosperity. It's evil prosperity. The prosperity of fools shall destroy them. It'll lead them to eternal poverty, spiritual poverty in hell. But it, verse 33, chapter 1 ends on a good note. The Holy Spirit has been talking about those that despise wisdom. They won't listen to God's wisdom. Wisdom is like the Holy Spirit wanting us to come to Christ, like a woman that would cry out in the street. She wants you to hear what she has to say. That's what wisdom is. But notice verse 33. But whoso hearkeneth, whoso takes the advice of God, that seeks godly wisdom, that seeks what God has to say to them, that's teachable in regards to the things of God. But whosoever hearkeneth unto me, wisdom says, shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. In other words, you can either have poverty in hell and prosperity in hell, but it's not the kind of prosperity you want, or you can have verse 33, you can have the protection of God and you can have the peace of God, because whoso hearkeneth unto me and to God and to wisdom shall dwell safely. You're going to be safe. I'll protect you. Wisdom will protect you. And not only that, and shall be quiet from fear or evil. You won't have to worry about someone attacking or whatever. Now, I know the world is a dangerous place. I understand that. But here we're talking in the spiritual sense. We're talking about the person that ignores wisdom and rejects wisdom, basically rejecting God. They will suffer for it throughout eternity. But the person that hearkeneth unto wisdom and is teachable about the things of God, They're promised protection and the peace of God and all these good things, speaking of heaven, all right? Basically, it boils down to, if you do not respond to the wisdom of God, to the wooing of the Holy Spirit, you got hell to look forward to. If you do, you got heaven to look forward to. It's just that simple.
You've been listening to the Bible Truth Podcast with your host pastors, Tim and Ron Reynolds. They can be contacted on the Mount Vernon Baptist Temple Facebook page, or you may send Pastor Tim an email to timrey1@hotmail.com. Or if you prefer, mail correspondence to Bible Truth Podcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Again, that's Bible Truth Podcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Thank you for listening.